On Morning Magazine, Taylor Humphreys, I must add, is just 14 years of age, but already someone that the city of Moreton Bay, and in particular Caboolture, can be extremely proud of. Why, might you ask? Taylor is right here in the 101.5 FM phone line right now, and we're going to have a chat with her so she can tell us in her own words about her selection to represent Australia at an international competition. So, good morning, Taylor, and congratulations on making Team Australia Youth POM. Can you tell us what that moment felt like when you first found out you'd been selected?
Good morning. I remember being at training and I was really nervous that I wasn't going to make it in. But when I found out, I was so happy and excited. I was a little bit nervous for mum and dad because I knew it would be another expense. But I can't believe it.
We can't believe it either, because as your story unfolds, it's a little bit more importance to it all. So what does this opportunity mean to you after all the years? And I'm going to get you to explain how many years you've been training for.
I have been training for 4 years, and it's like crazy to think. It's always been one of my biggest goals to dance on that stage.
Mm. And POM is a particular dance style. It's a high-energy dance style that combines sharp, synchronized arm movements with jazz and hip-hop techniques performed while holding pom-poms. It's one of the most popular divisions in cheer and dance competitions worldwide. So do tell me, for those who are not familiar with POM, can you explain what it is and what makes it different from other dancing styles and why you like it?
POM is obviously a dance used with pom-poms. We use very strong motions, it's very fast, and it's a cross between jazz and hip-hop. It's sort of like cheerleading, we just don't stomp, we just tumble. I love it because it's so sassy, and with the poms it's just so fun.
And I bet you it's a very colourful routine as well, would it not?
Yes, it's very colourful.
So Taylor, you train long hours. What do you most love about competing in this high energy sport with all that training?
I love just being able to dance with my friends and putting on stage knowing all my training has paid off.
Mm.
Yeah, I just love that.
And how do you push through any challenges? There must be some mental challenges, maybe physical challenges as well. How do you push through those?
Yeah, balancing life and school is crazy, but I just learned to balance it all out. I also miss out on a lot of parties and family events. I also do racing, and I learned to make it all work with my dad.
That's a pretty tall order. I mean, you do so many things. Your life is pretty full. What's been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome to get to this point so far?
Probably missing a lot of birthday parties and school events for training, but it's so rewarding being out on the stage after.
Talking to you this morning, I get a sense that you're a little bit more mature than most 14-year-olds, and that certainly shines through when you talk to me. I guess for you personally, how have you grown through that experience that you've been through with training and trying out, showing your value, as it were? How have you changed? How have you grown?
I think I've learned to appreciate my family a lot more, because it's not only me that misses out on a lot, it's my mum and my dad. Mum has a really tight schedule to get me to training and comms, so I'm really grateful for that.
What started it all in the first place? 4 years ago, you said you've been training for 4 years, so just before 4 years ago, something sparked in your mind to say, I want to do this. What was that one thing?
Well, my best friend Scarlett, who's also from Team Australia, took me to an audition, and I fell in love with POM since then.
And when did you realize that you had something special to offer this dance medium?
I reckon 2 years ago when I moved to my new studio, and my coaches are just amazing. They've helped me improve so much.
Well, you're growing all the time, let me tell you. It's no mean feat to do what you do, let me tell you. There's a lot of hard work. Now, you're going to be representing Australia at the ICU, that's the International Cheerleading World Championships. That's in Orlando, Florida, next April. That's incredibly exciting. Got your passport?
Yes, I've got all my passports.
Good girl. And can you walk us through what you'll be doing to prepare between now, right now, after this interview, and what are you going to be doing then? How are you going to prepare for the training camps and everything that's involved? Can you go through that with us?
We have 3 training camps across Sydney and Melbourne. We are also doing state training sessions and a lot of remote training.
Okay. And being selected for the ICU World Championships, such a prestigious event in the cheerleading community. What is it that the championships themselves bring to you, and what makes it such a prestigious event? Is it the only one in the world? What's the go there?
Yes, we're up against so many like countries, so we get selected. Like, we have to like try out and do a routine and submit it, and it's like only a certain amount of people that make it in. So it's very prestigious on like everyone in Australia if it gets in.
Can you give me a sense of how many countries are involved around the world? How many?
We're not really sure yet, but we know a couple of them will be Team USA, Team Japan, and Team Canada.
Wow. And being selected for Team Australia is extremely competitive. How many other people your age are trying out for this particular competition? Can you give our listeners a sense of how many athletes audition and what the selection process is like for you?
We didn't get told how many athletes auditioned, but only 22 to 24 made it through to the audition. So we basically had to learn 16 counts of a routine, record it and submit it. A video gets looked through, and then the coaches decide on who they want on Team Australia. We also have a resume and a teacher's recommendation.
And you must have had some comments along the way about how you went. What sort of comments have you had back about how you're performing?
We've had so many good comments. Like, I've had so many good comments about how strong and like upbeat I perform. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Now, we understand there are significant costs involved. That's the money that you have to earn or make up or get donated, whatever it is, and to be able to get involved in competing at this international level. Can you tell us about your fundraising efforts so far, how the community can support you in achieving this dream you have of representing Australia on the world stage?
Well, we have been really lucky to have people in our lives to donate money, but we have also done a couple 50-50 raffles, and we currently have a raffle going for a slushy machine. That's pretty cool.
All right. And is there a website where people can go to, I want to click the like button and I want to donate $50 or whatever it is? Can they do that?
Have a GoFundMe page.
Good.
And you find that on Humphreys Racing on Facebook or Instagram.
I'm going to put a link into our podcast that actually links people to that so they can click on it and donate straight away. How's that sound?
Sounds pretty cool.
One of the good things we can do here. We can do anything. Let's get to the nitty-gritty now. Like many amateur people, you need to fundraise to get the Youth Pom International Competition. Tell us again how much you need and how much you've raised so far.
We need between 6 to 10K to cover my costs, including camps and costumes and accommodation. We have raised about 1,500 so far. And okay. I'm really excited to see how much we get.
Okay, let's get that total going for you. I'll be putting the link, like I said, on how to directly fundraise to you through the GoFundMe page. We're going to find that and we're going to put that up there. Now, how about businesses? How and where can businesses or other individuals sponsor you or donate? Is there a way to do that?
Sponsoring like businesses with activewear could really help because for training and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how can I get in touch with you to do that?
Probably like Instagram and
that. Okay, so you're on Instagram primarily and Facebook, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've impressed me no end. You've got it together. You're doing all this stuff and it's just wonderful. Just talking to you, I'm proud of you. I certainly hope that you not only knock them dead and that you win for your team, Australia, and I hope that you do a really, really good job. And you bounce to bigger and better things beyond this because your dreams are just beginning and I hope you can hang on to them. I want to thank you for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Moreton Bay's home of information, inspiration, and a whole lot more. 101.5.